The house thrummed with the bass of the party downstairs, a distant pulse that felt like a second heartbeat in his chest. But up here, in the small room, the bed heaped with coats, the only sound was the ragged whisper of their breathing. Alara was the best friend of Isabella, who had been hanging on Nolan's arm for the last hour. Isabella was downstairs, probably looking for him. And he was up here, inches from her best friend's lips.
"This is a terrible idea,"
Alara breathed, but she didn't move away. Her back was against the cool wall, her chest rising and falling in quick, shallow bursts that strained the delicate silk of her emerald green blouse. The neckline plunged, and from this angle, he could see the rapid flutter of her pulse at the base of her throat.
"The worst,"
he agreed, his voice a low, rough scrape. His hand, which had somehow found its way to the wall beside her head, trembled slightly. The scent of her, jasmine and something sharper, like anticipation, was fogging his brain. He'd been watching her all night, the secret glances over the rim of her wine glass, the way her laughter seemed to pause when their eyes met. The attraction was a live wire, crackling between them in the crowded room until it finally snapped, leading them up the stairs and into this terrible, perfect hiding place.
"Is he even up here?"
A woman's voice, high and slightly slurred, floated up from the foot of the staircase, maybe 15 feet away. They both froze. It was Isabella, looking for him. The risk was an electric jolt, shooting straight to his groin. He felt himself harden, painfully confined by his trousers. Alara's eyes, wide and dark in the dim bedroom light, dropped to his mouth, then lower. A faint, wicked smile touched her lips. She'd noticed.
"She's right there," she whispered, her breath a warm caress against his chin.
The danger wasn't a deterrent. It was an accelerant. It stripped away every civilized pretense, leaving only raw, pounding need. Nolan couldn't wait another second. His free hand came up, his thumb brushing her lower lip. It was so soft, so incredibly full. She gasped, a tiny, sharp intake of air, and her lips parted. That was all the invitation he needed. He closed the final, agonizing inch.